As students gradually get back into school mode, Main Street took to the Atwood Mall for its annual attempt to expose students to the various organizations, services, and educational opportunities the university has to offer. Campus of Student Involvement Program Advisor Jeremy Sipple noted that even though Main Street isn't a class, he still wants students to leave the event with an education of what extracurricular events are available to them.
We really want students to get involvement out of this, really find an organization that they're comfortable with, something that they can get involved with, someplace that they can consider their home, and it's also going to be able to build leadership skills for them in the future.
At the Career Services booth, graduate intern Tim Marker explained the positive motivational approach they took this year to attract students to their office.
Basically what the I Am Unstoppable campaign is, we want our students to interact with our office via social media. We want to know how you're unstoppable. How are you unstoppable in the classroom? How are you unstoppable at work? How are you unstoppable at your internship? When you post at us with the I Am Unstoppable hashtag, you're eligible to win a free t-shirt and other free merchandise from the Career Services office. So we hopefully get a lot of students come into our office and learn more about what we do and how we can best serve them.
Mass Communications Professor Lisa Heinrich was on hand to inform students about the unique opportunity of studying abroad in England.
We have a wonderful program. We live in the Harry Potter castle. We have a British Studies minor. We have field trips every week. It's affordable. It's not much more than being here. You could go anytime, and they will count as credits. If you do the British Studies minor, it'll all count towards that. And then you can double count. If you're Mass Comm, you can double count British Studies and Mass Comm or whatever field you're in. But anybody can go anytime.
And on the stormy side of things, Tony Vogel was there to notify everybody about the opportunities of not just chasing tornadoes, but the educational aspect as well.
During the school year, we go over the do's and don'ts of forecasting. We try to do different activities such as movie pizza night. And we really want people to understand, you know, about tornadoes and, you know, just the forecasting behind it and how powerful they are and what kind of destruction they can occur, such as down in Moore, Oklahoma this year and down in Alabama 2 years ago in Joplin, Missouri.
For KBSC News, I'm John Peterson.